In this bulletin, Ukraine's president renews calls for a no-fly zone over Ukraine, calls for the federal government to cut the excise tax on petrol, and Australia in command of the second cricket test against Pakistan. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, is once again calling for a no-fly zone over Ukraine. His renewed appeal coming hours after a Russian missile attack on a military base in western Ukraine killed 35 people.
30 missiles were fired for only one Lviv region. As a result of the strike on the International Center for Peacekeeping and Security, 35 people were killed and 134 injured. There was nothing happening there that could threaten Russia's territory. And NATO borders are just 20 kilometers away. I'll reiterate now that if you don't close our skies, then it's just a matter of time before Russian missiles will hit your territory. NATO's territory, houses of NATO citizens.
The federal government is facing growing pressure to cut the fuel excise in an effort to give motorists relief at the Bowser. Some members of the Nationals are calling for a cut to the tax to be included in the upcoming budget, with prices hitting $2.20 in some suburbs and more than $3 in regional and remote corners of the nation. The premiers of Tasmania and South Australia have also called for action. The latest news poll reveals that Labor leader Anthony Albanese is now level with Scott Morrison as preferred Prime Minister. The survey carried out for the Australian newspaper shows that little has changed as far as support for the major parties is concerned. Labor continues to lead the coalition on a two-party preferred basis. Mr. Albanese told Channel 9's 60 Minutes he'll do everything he can to win the upcoming federal election.
I'm hungry to win. But one thing's certain, I won't leave anything on the field. I will work until 6 o'clock on what I suspect will be the 14th of May, but we'll wait and see.
Sydney commuters are being warned of the ongoing effects of severe weather impacting travel times. Trains on several Sydney lines are being replaced by buses. Sydney Trains Chief Executive Matt Longland told Radio 2GB that a number of routes are still flooded.
The Richmond line is still flooded between Schofields and Richmond, so we're operating buses in place of trains. And we have started work on the repair works on the Blue Mountains, but that work will take some time, so we'll have a clearer view in the coming days.
William Hurt, the Oscar-winning actor known for his roles in movies such as Kiss of the Spider Woman and Body Heat, has died just a week before his 72nd birthday. In 2018, Hurt disclosed that he'd been diagnosed with terminal prostate cancer, which had spread to his bones. He's survived by his four children. In cricket, Australian wicketkeeper Alex Carey says the second test match against Pakistan in Karachi will start to move at a faster pace when play resumes later today. Australia is on top, having batted for the first 2 days. They're currently 8 for 505 in their first innings. Usman Khawaja scored 160 for Australia, with Carey scoring 93. Carey says the pitch is starting to deteriorate, which will make for livelier play, with Australia set to start bowling on day three.
I think the wicket's starting to show a little bit of life. It's inconsistent. It's some patches are starting to open up a little bit. So I think the game will move quicker.
Well, now today's weather: Perth partly cloudy, 29 degrees. Adelaide also partly cloudy, 33. Melbourne a shower or two, 27. Hobart showers and 18. Canberra partly cloudy, 26. Wollongong a shower or two, 23. Sydney similar conditions, 25. Newcastle a shower or two, 25 degrees. Brisbane partly cloudy, 27. Cairns showers and 30. And Darwin a shower or two and a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.